The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh, I'd like to take my own life back. How are you doing today? Jeff Bennett for the second hour of the National Intel Report on our segment entitled Protecting Your Wealth. Glad to be here on this 12th day of September. In the natural health field, when I speak to people about cancer and treatment, one of the things we realize is that the cancer industry relies on something that we openly refer to as cut, paste, and burn. That's one way of putting it. In the economic world, we look at it in a slightly different way. I've been a professional precious metals broker since 1991. I've worked with some of the absolute best people there are. I've worked with some of the biggest dirtbags there are. And having spent so many years working with dirtbags and liars and thieves and cheats, I made a decision back in 1996 that as I separated from that entire mentality, that I was going to go on my own. And I did this because I saw so many phony marketing ploys with the so-called rare coin industry. The MS-63 and 64 St. Gaudens and the 63 Liberties, et cetera, et cetera. And boy, the higher the grade you get, the more rare they're going to be. And the problem is with those rarities is they keep finding more of them. And all of a sudden, the one-of-a-kind piece you bought is one of five. Or maybe one of them has been regraded three times, which still destroys the apparent scarcity. But there's another kind of churn and burn, as I call it, in this industry. And that's when you get the phone call from your broker who needs to make a sale. Hey, listen, Bobby and Sue, we got a problem going on, and I've got some advance notice, but there's going to be a major hit in gold, and it's going to drop to $800 an ounce. And I just can't allow you to participate in that and watch the value that you invested. Let's sell it out now at this higher rate, and let's get you switched over to silver or platinum. Now, that's real typical. Brokers and traders will show you to turn your gold into wealth, put it to productive use, trade it, sell your gold, and buy it again many, many times. Do this and find the value lost from your youth. Oh, yeah, that's the kind of BS sales pitches they'll give you. But I say, spend your time in the company of truly wealthy people. See how they make gold. Lie very, very still. Oh, know this now, my friends. The world will once again, in our time, feel value in gold as never before. And that value will be as the productive use of holding wealth through the fire of change. Yes, you can also walk in the footsteps of giants. Just don't buy into the song and dance. I have avoided for years the song and the dance. I bring to you, on behalf of RBN, through my firm, Kettle Moraine, I have to get a calculator out. I can't think. 60 years. 60 some odd years ago, I began to buy silver. I sat in a bank in Maquoneago, Wisconsin, the Citizens Bank. Small, tiny little bank, little community with my grandfather. Going through bags of real money. Peace dollars. You remember those. The ones that they issued a few years after the end of World War I. I had a gorgeous obverse. An absolutely superb regal eagle perched on a branch or a rock or whatever. Wings were not spread. Somewhat Art Deco, I might say, even though Art Deco didn't come along for a few years later. The front looked like, I don't know, a woman with a crown on it that looked more like a woman with an Indian head, whatever. Didn't matter. Real money. 1958, you could still spend those in the store, and they would spend exactly like a $1 bill. But today, depending upon the condition, that $1 bill spends like a 4-cent piece of nothing. Spends like a nickel. But the value of that old peace dollar is somewhere, depending on its condition, anywhere from 18 to 50, 60 bucks a copy. So it has maintained buying power. At the age of 12, I began to buy a few pieces of gold. I had some money. I babysat. I shoveled snow. I cut grass for people. I did some weeding, did a few chores. I mean, that's what kids did in the late 50s, early 60s, before it all went crazy. And I wasn't out spending my money. I bought a bicycle. Within a week, it was stolen. I can still picture the face of the guy who stole it. I know who took it. Call the police, nothing they could do because they couldn't catch him with it. Sure, he rode it home and dumped it in the field out near where he lived. What that jerk was doing in a library, I have no idea. Probably meeting up to smoke a little wacky weed or get a couple brews or something of that nature. I don't know. And there weren't a lot of kids smoking wacky weed back then. Understand that as we watch closely, world currencies and markets are falling one by one. The economic game, as we know it, is ending. Watch in complete and total wonder as the demand for oil plunges and yet its price goes through the roof. I saw an article, a headline in the Arizona Republic yesterday. That's our local rag out here. I call it the Arizona Repugnant. In fact, maybe it was, who knows where it was, USA Today. I don't care where the article was, talking about even with all that's going on with the hurricanes, there's been almost no price increase to a gallon of gas. Well, they haven't shopped where I have to go buy gas, because just before Hurricane Harvey, it was $2.09 a gallon for so-called regular gas. Now it's $2.39. But they don't consider that a sizable increase? Well, gold? Well, we never really know its price. There's one guy that feels that gold will stop all trading as it eventually goes through $10,000 an ounce. And he says, sir, the world is going to change and the rules of engagement will change. Gold will be repriced once, and it'll be enough for your time of life. And finally, we will all have a wealth reserve that places our footing in life on equal ground with the giants around us. Gold. Understanding the events that got us here. and how they will unfold before us is what the gold trail is all about. And he goes on to say that, my friend, debt is the very essence of fiat. As debt defaults, fiat is destroyed. This is where all of these deflationists get their direction. Not seeing that hyperinflation is the process of saving debt at all costs, even buying it outright for cash. Deflation is impossible in today's dollar terms because policy will allow the printing of cash, if necessary, to cover every last bit of debt and dumping it on your front lawn. Worthless dollars, of course, but no deflation in dollar terms. But what changes is the recognition of what we do produce for ourselves and what we require from others to maintain our current standard of living. In the U.S., this function will be a reverse example from the others. We may come to know just how above our capabilities we have been living, receiving free support by way of an overvalued dollar that we spent without the pain of work. Hear me now. What the wealthy and the powerful know, real value does not have to always be stated or converted throughout time. It need only be repriced once during the experience of our lifetime, and that will be much more than enough. Interesting concept, is it not? And yet things that I begin to see and things that I begin to read make me begin to ask. We saw just days ago, yesterday was an announcement that our national debt had finally breached the $20 trillion level. Now remember, back in the days when I first began broadcasting, our national debt was about $5 trillion under Bill Clinton. And I remember the arguing that went on over the increasing of the national debt. We have now quadrupled that debt. Oh, and I'm sure there are those that are going to blame Trump for it. For the first 7-8 months of his residency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, all of a sudden that national debt seemed to be slowing up. It was having a hard time reaching the $20 trillion level because costs were being cut dramatically here and there. But the liberals don't want to see that. They don't want to talk about it. And then Hurricane Harvey comes along. And we've got to commit $15 billion there. How many billions is it going to take in Florida? We don't know. I will share with you, I've not looked at the market reports in a week. Dow Jones Industrial today closed up 61 points at 22,118. S&P 500 up 8.37 to close at 24,96. NASDAQ was up 22 points at 64.54. Oil up a nickel at $48.28 a barrel. How many gallons does a barrel produce? How much more is it costing you to fill your tank to be able to get out of Miami to avoid a hurricane or whatever the case may be? That is just another form of price gouging. This is an interesting headline, something I'm not going to get into. Jamie Dimon, the head of Morgan the Pirate Chase Bank, calls Bitcoin a fraud, may have delivered the biggest blow to the digital currency. The problem is I think he's fighting an uphill battle right now because there's such a massive number of digital currencies out there. Enough of that story. Over in the metals markets in the after hours, gold is standing at 1331, silver at 1787. Now, those are spot figures. And this is where we start to have an interesting conversation. Spot. What is spot? This is the problem I go through all the time, trying to get through to people, people who are have been maybe longtime buyers of gold, silver, platinum, whatever. Others who are maybe finally seeing the light and they want to enter this market. And they say, but spot is this and spot is that. Why do I have to pay so much more money above spot? Well, we're going to talk about this a little bit today because it tells us and teaches us so much. You know, I did a transaction a week or so ago with some people. And depending on the volume of product that one is buying in terms of gold, you know, if you're coming in buying 1 or 2 ounces, you're going to expect to pay a higher price. You may have to actually expect to pay some shipping expense. If you're buying 10 ounces or more, you're going to get a slightly better rate, very slight, and avoid the shipping costs. Well, that saves $25, depending on which supplier we use. But you don't get a real break until you hit 500 ounces. Either do I. It's simply amazing. Doesn't do me any good. I've got a call coming in from a supplier right now. I'm going to have to pass and tell him I can't answer. And I'll just have to text him back and say, hey, can't talk. I'm on the air. Let's talk about spot. What is it? And we'll talk about it in terms of gold for a minute. So you see, when trading gold bullion, the price is usually governed by what we call the spot gold price. That is the explicit value at which an ounce of gold is selling for an over-the-counter market at any given point in time. But just like shares, the gold spot price changes from minute to minute, hour to hour, as supply and demand fluctuate. The gold spot price, also known as the gold current price, can be affected by other influences, such as economic uncertainty, war, any other factor which encourages investors to convert their funds into physical commodities. Smaller investors can use the gold spot price as a guide to maybe plan their own bullion purchases, or maybe to monitor the value of their own holdings. Using the information, investors can decide whether to purchase bullion, or if a certain threshold is reached, maybe to sell some of their reserves. And yet investors need to be aware that the gold spot price does not take into account so-called broker fees, gold storage cost, if you happen to be doing something foolish like that, maybe insurance, other additional sums attached to gold trading. Let me give you an example. The client that came to us several weeks ago was looking at purchasing a certain number of ounces of gold pieces. And it was kind of below some of the minimum factors, et cetera, et cetera. And it would have cost them about 1.5% over our cost. And somebody making a much larger purchase might be able to get the stuff for as low as 1% over our cost. Now let's talk about this. Let's talk about gold eagles for just a moment. Because the primary gold bullion products that I have dealt with over the years are eagles, Canadian maple leaves, which are 4/9 fine, Vienna Philharmonics. These are gold bullion coins. Sometimes we'll deal in gold bars. Sometimes, and you can go to kettlemarineprecious.com and you can take a look at the asset vault. Just hold your mouse over it. It opens up. Click on the Balcombe bar. The Balcombe is a marvelous Swiss product that is about the size of a credit card, and it breaks off into 51-gram items. Now, those are expensive to produce. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of this stuff. I want you to understand why you can't buy at the advertised spot price. I can't even buy at that price. Stay with us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Second set of today's Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett here. Today's a wee bit of an education day. We're speaking about gold almost the entire hour. I've been doing a fair amount of running and taking care of other client issues and health issues and all sorts of good stuff. And I kept getting put off, delayed, trying to get a hold of one of our suppliers to get some figures on some gold pieces, hoping that we can possibly have the ability to make you an offer today of a specific nature, but I don't know if he's going to be able to provide me. It's after hours back east where that particular supplier happens to be, and I cannot take that kind of a chance. So, plus it takes me mathematical time to calculate. So we'll see what happens, and I do apologize. Do understand that I am available almost 7 days a week to talk with you. I've got certain time restraints Monday through Friday between 10 and noon Pacific time. I'm not generally available. And that can change, but that's as it is right now. Obviously, when I'm on the air, I'm not technically available. So But we're talking a bit about gold because this mass confusion over spot. Let's take a look at the simplicity. Smaller investors, and believe me, most of us that, and most of you and those of us out here would be considered small investors. Understand why here in just a moment. We are unlikely to be able to trade directly at spot markets because units are traded in very high value denominations. Often spot markets have a minimum transaction value of as much as $500,000, which keeps most of us out of the market at spot. But understand, spot is a joke. Spot is used to sell futures, options, ETFs. There's no product in your hand. It's on paper. It's simply amazing. You go out and buy yourself a new or used car right now. What's the percentage of markup you think that or profit that these dealers make on those vehicles? I remember in the old days, there was a 20% profit margin on GM automobiles. And they negotiate on and off, and I don't know what the average wound up being, but go buy some furniture. What's the percentage of markup that they have selling furniture, even though they got hot sales going all the time? Mattresses, oh, that's a big, big scam. And pretty much anything else out there you want to buy, you go out there and you have no qualms paying 10, 20, 30, 40% markup on some of these products. But if you call me and say, you know, and I tell you it's 1.5% or 2% or 3% or whatever, you're coming up unglued out of your chair. You're being ripped off. Keep in mind, we do several things here. The business we conduct with you is in the strictest of privacy. I'll make your records available. I don't get on the air and use your name. Hey, Joe Blow called and spent 10 G's with us the other day. Boy, he's doing real well. We don't do things like that. Unlike going to some of these bigger companies that are out there, maybe more well-known companies, you've got to determine what is your cost of privacy. You want to open an account with them? They might want your social security number. That's none of their damn business. It's not required. I would never ask you for that. Even if you were to talk to me about, let's say you've just retired, open up a 401k, or you've got a 401k, you want to convert it to a precious metals IRA. I'll handle all the paperwork for you, make sure everything goes smooth as a rock. But the one thing I will not ask you for is your social security number. You fill that in on the dotted line and submit that to the trust company. I don't want the responsibility for it. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kind of like that bluesy version. I haven't heard the original of that in a lot of years. The Beatles. Didn't like them. But that was actually from one of their really superb albums. Welcome back. Set three. Talking about spot gold. It's simple. The gold spot price is different from gold future prices or the gold fixing price. These are used by professional traders or large financial institutions to conduct high volume bullion. We're talking 400 ounce bars. You know, it's once again, it's a paper game. People who buy that stuff aren't taking physical delivery as a rule. Now, let's take a look at the American Eagle for just a moment. There are 13 major buyers who were authorized to buy at wholesale levels quantity American Gold Eagles directly from the U.S. Mint. And that also applies to the silver, the platinum, etc. The palladium they got coming out this year, too. But, you know, you're talking, they can't just go there and buy one box of 500 silver eagles or one box of 500 gold eagles. No, these are huge multiple buyers, massive buyers. All right, so spot gold is X. The U.S. Mint gets slugs, round discs, completely prepared, manufactured to the and fabricated to the government's own specifications. They run those blank gold slugs through a press, and they're stamped out with a design on it. Costs money to do that. Therefore, they can't sell that stuff at spot. They got to make a profit. So they sell to 13 wholesalers who also have to make a profit. They got to get it shipped to them. They got to store it in vaults, whether it's Brinks or other places. There's cost to all of that. And then they sell it to us, make it available to us in much smaller quantities, or the whole kit and caboodle, if you wish. So there's steps along the way that increase it. Sometimes I can buy eagles for, and I'm being very open here, sometimes I can buy eagles for as little as 2.15% over the current spot market. And spot has a bid-ask spread. There's a wholesale and a retail. If they're buying from me, they use the wholesale. If I'm selling to me, they're using the retail figure. It's like anything else out there. Oil, gasoline, or prophylactics. Gee, I didn't mean to offend, but sometimes I've got to get you to sit up and take notice. There's occasions that I'm able to come across a smoking deal and I can buy for 1.75% over spot. And then, of course, I wind up having to add some money to it. And depending on what the market happens to be at that point in time, 1.5%. Sometimes a little bit higher if somebody's coming buying one or two. That's the reality of the market. And I'm going to tell you something. There is not another on-air or online brokerage firm that will ever have that discussion with you. I'm teaching you. We're up front. I'm not playing the game. I'm not moving you into 1924 St. Gaudens gold pieces. They're nice to have a couple of just to own a piece of American history, but I ain't putting all my money in that ballgame. I've seen that take people down so far down the rabbit hole, it was sickening. But here's the reality. We all know that we're getting closer and closer to a major monetary event. And it ought to be pretty clear that a major international banking crisis is inevitable. Is Bitcoin somehow involved? I don't know. But all of this is likely to occur fairly soon. Due to the extreme debt levels, banks are close to that point or failure. Stock market crash is likely to push many banks to the point of failure. We going to bail them out again? The pressure it would create on cash resources would expose their inability to fulfill their obligations. And that's why more and more you're finding Visa and MasterCard offering bounties. That's what it is, bounties. To get stores to not accept cash. They want to deal it all in credits and digits on a card. But cash is still the means by which banks have to settle liabilities and obligations, especially amongst each other. If a bank goes down, it'll be due to the lack of cash, not bank credits or digits. That can all be created faster than the printing press. And it's for that reason that there's a campaign to ban cash for the general public or limit the use of it. Banks are in competition for the available cash resources. They do not want you to be in the way. Which is what happened during the Great Depression of 33 when gold was taken. Then banks proved their solvency with gold. Therefore, the general public was prevented from competing for the limited amount of gold resources. And it's for this very reason I believe it's very unlikely that gold would be confiscated during the crisis today, because it is cash that is the cornerstone of the banking system, especially the questionably valued U.S. dollar, because it's cash that is promised, not gold. And yet gold still remains relevant when it comes to warning us of the imminent collapse and, of course, providing some protection against potential financial loss as a result of it. 1933, when the gold confiscation was order was passed, and we've talked about this briefly last week, only about 25% of the people that had gold actually turned it in. Only one guy was ever prosecuted. I think the prosecutor was $10,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison. One guy. People who had it just shut up about it. They put it away. They passed it on to the next couple of generations. But all of that Roosevelt's confiscatory policies came about due to the pressure to fulfill gold obligations, which was confirmed later by Roosevelt when he justified Gold Reserve Act in 1934 by saying that since there was not enough gold to pay all holders of gold obligations, the federal government should expropriate and keep all of the gold. Today, this could mean cash as relates to the banking system. That's why I still believe that the whole Bitcoin mentality is an invented thing coming out of the banking system. 1971. Due to being unable to cover all of the foreign holdings of U.S. dollars with the related amount of gold, the U.S. suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold on the 13th of August, 1971. Everybody crapped on Nixon for doing it. Every nation in the world could take their U.S. dollars, and they had them in North Korea, South Korea, Russia, Germany, France. You name it. Every nation in the world was sitting on a hoard of U.S. dollars, and every one of them had the ability to convert those U.S. dollars on demand into gold. It's just you and I couldn't do it. Our families couldn't do it, but they could. What's the comparison? Today, devaluation of the dollar. And maybe now we're at a point where a major monetary event could happen. And whatever happens, gold and silver is likely to spike much higher over the coming months. So I hope you'll stay with us on this issue, because we're going to do our best to try to keep you up on all of this. But you see, for those of us who want the gold, those of us meaning governments, banks, because the banks know in the long haul they may want to take the paper away from you and I, but the paper is worth almost nothing. Think about life at your age today. What will a dollar buy? I remember a bottle of Coke out of a machine when I was a kid for 25 cents. What is it now? Buck and a half, $2? I don't know. Cigarettes. Gallon of milk. Gallon of gas. When I got out of the military in 1970, in January of 1970, a gallon of gas was around 25 cents a gallon in the Chicago area. Please shut that dog up. What's a gallon of gas now? What's it been in the past? Oh, it's Trump's fault. The cost of a gallon of gas is going up. Obama, that boy took care of us. Yes, sir. He helped bring the cost of that stuff down. He helped us do diddly squat. Nothing. The people who believe that a president, a leader of a nation, can control and has one damn thing to do with what really happens economically or otherwise is a fool. I was on Facebook yesterday, and I came across this marvelous cartoon with a somewhat of a biblical reference to it. It's got Obama with his, I don't know if it's supposed to be a robe or a shirt, but it's kind of open. You can see his bare chest with a poop-eaten grin on his face and this halo up behind his head, very Christ-like. And the tag on the image was, "For Obama so loved the poor, he created 10 million more." And this idiotic actress, Jennifer Lawrence, who I've never thought was particularly bright, she's not bad to look at. She's done some pretty damn good movies. But then she comes out and makes the statement that the hurricanes were, I don't know, the hurricanes in Florida and Houston were all out of anger of Trump being elected the president, and DACA, and Jesus, just goes on and on and on. Let's take this down another path for the final 10, 11 minutes or so of this program. Because I think one of the things is we're all see the need for gold. And maybe we've got the financial wherewithal, or maybe we don't, or maybe we've already done it in years gone by and we're sitting with as good as we think we can get. Or maybe over the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've been forced to liquidate at whatever the level was. Let me suggest this to you. If some of you were forced to liquidate at a price lower than what you paid for, don't complain. Because if you'd have left it in cash, you would have had diddly. You'd have found a way to spend it on a car, a whole bunch of meals and Mickey D's and pizza delivered and the whole nine yards. Doesn't matter if it's up, down, sideways. You had it. You had that umbrella to take care of yourselves for that rainy day. We got to keep some things in mind. In this life, my friends, there are lies, damn lies, and central bank gold statistics. We've discussed some of those over the last month. Total official gold holdings are reported to be about 33,000 tons. That's about 19% of all the gold ever produced in the world. But how can anyone ever believe any of these figures? Because no central bank ever has had a public audit of all of its gold holdings. But theoretically, since the gold belongs to the people, they have the right to know if the gold actually exists. Especially since the gold reserves are back in the currency, right? Well, no. The truth about these gold reserves are veiled in total, complete secrecy. And why, we may ask? Why are the people as well as the creditors of a country not told the true financial position? What do these central bankers have to hide? I mean, look at the U.S. We're allegedly holding 8,100 tons of gold stored in Fort Knox and Denver and New York. But the last official audit was 64 years ago in 1953 when Ike was sitting in the White House. And since then, the U.S. government claims that the U.S. gold has been audited over a period from 1974 to '08, but there ain't no figures ever been published. Because I think that stuff was hitting the road in the middle of the night, booking on down the road, getting thrown on a ship, being used to bribe and buy off a friend or buy off a country. I wonder how much of our gold's sitting underground in Israel, for that matter. Of course, the first question to ask, of course, is how can an audit ever take 34 years? Only a government organization can take one-third of a century to audit their assets. I don't know of a single company in the world that can take 34 years to report their assets to the shareholders. The stakeholders of the U.S. gold are the American people. Not the illegals, not the DACAs, but the real American people, okay? We certainly have a right to know if the country really holds $332 billion plus or minus worth of gold. Of course, then you got this Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and his hot third-rate wife spent an afternoon in Fort Knox recently. Of course, they saw a few percent of the total gold held there, confirmed that it was all safe, everything's good. But he still doesn't have a clue how much is there. Plus the fact that an audit carried out over 34 years ago cannot possibly be accurate. The movement in gold over that period would totally nullify the accuracy of the audit. And thirdly, an audit should be carried out by independent auditors. Well, that audit was done by a government committee for gold in the Treasury. The exact method of the audit has never been revealed, but according to some sources, the methods were highly suspect. And fourthly, and just as relevant as the total balance sheet of the U.S. gold holdings, the physical gold is only one part. Central banks practice gold lending or leasing on a major scale. Thus, the U.S. could lease its gold to another bank against a fee. And lending could take place without the physical position of the gold changing. Other banks accept to borrow gold from the Fed without ever having it in their possession. And there can be swaps and forward sales and other derivative transactions that reduce the holding. Derivative! That's amongst their favorite words. At one time, Germany still held over 50% of their gold abroad. Well, they used to hold 70% of its gold abroad with a majority in the U.S., but in 2013, they were under public pressure to repatriate the gold. And they declared that 674 tons would be repatriated from the U.S. and France. Well, they only got 5 tons in the first year because there was no gold available. Wait a minute. 674 tons, but they only got 5? Because there was no gold available? But that's their gold. They expected it to be in specific places. 7 floors below street level in New York City, or maybe stashed in a vault under the World Trade Center. Oh, yeah, that's right. What happened with all that gold that was retrieved from underneath the World Trade Center? They melted all down? Oh, some companies bought up some of it, and they put little enamel designs. Never forget 9/11. Never forget the World Trade Center. Germany had a hell of a lot of gold, 674 tons, all of which are now in Germany. But they still own more. 1,665 tons is still held abroad. Why not hold it all in Germany? The official risk is, or reason is, risk and spread and trading. It is dubious if the U.S. or the U.K. are safer places than Germany, not anymore. Financially, Germany is probably safer. All central banks trade part of their gold. To lease gold to someone doesn't have to be held in New York or London. The leasing could easily be done from Germany. But I don't trust her. But maybe the 1,665 tons held abroad had been covertly sold or leased to a bullion bank, which has sold it on to China. And China, of course, always takes delivery. They wouldn't be so stupid to keep a major part of their gold in the U.S. or London if the Krauts gold has been leased and shipped to China. All the German government has is an IOU from a bullion bank over here. So instead of physical gold, they have a piece of paper. And that's something we will never do for you, because we believe, both at Kettle Moraine and Republic Broadcasting, Republic Trading, we believe in physical gold in your possession, not someone else's. And by the way, the Silk Road nations, China, et cetera, et cetera, oh, they're buying gold. They're big buyers of gold. Since 2005, 4 of these so-called Silk Road countries have bought over 28,000 tons of gold. That's amazing. We are, in just a few minutes, going to run out of time. One of the things I just mentioned is this business about, well, it's this. He who has the physical gold makes the rules. And I'm talking about this not in terms of nations. I'm talking about it in terms of yourself and your family. We emphasize the word physical, since physical possession is the only thing that ever counts. In the West, the vast majority of gold is paper gold, which is leveraged several hundred times in relation to the physical. And that's what happens when you get into the ETFs and the paper trades with your stockbroker. And then everybody knows what you're buying. A lot of times, physical gold being held by banks is sold many times over. How clients who hold, and I've seen this, clients who held their gold in major banks realize the gold isn't there when they want us to transfer it to private vaults. Many years ago, I walked into Chase Bank to conduct some business, and I asked, why is it banks don't sell gold? Oh, we sell gold. We sell American Eagles. You know, we'll get you great prices, blah, 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 blah. But there's one caveat. This is, I'm telling you, this is like 1992. And the representative of Chase Bank, who I knew quite well, said, oh, yeah, we'll sell it to you. But the caveat is we have to keep it stored here. You cannot take it home.
What?
Well, now we know why. Because it's all added into the pile, and they're leasing it out, loaning it out. Well, they probably had one mint set, and they keep selling it over and over and over to everybody else. This is spooky stuff, my friends. If you want gold, if you want silver, you call us. I can be reached at 602-909-8691. That's 602-909-8691. You can also reach me at 602-799-8214. When I answer the phone, just let me know you're calling because you heard me on RBN. That's very important to do that. Yeah, I believe we're going to be facing much, much higher highs in gold. Things are unraveling around the world in one form or another. We're dealing with Antifa. We're now finding out that Antifa people are being recruited at U.S. colleges to join. I believe physical gold and silver is going to continue to be the best way to preserve our wealth during the coming destruction of all bubble assets, like stocks and bonds and property. What's going to happen to the bonds over the next couple of days is going to be very interesting to watch. And I urge you to do so, and I'll endeavor to keep you up on it. I try to keep people up on some of this stuff over at KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. I've been lax on that for a few days. I've been busy. I've had some website issues. I've had some other issues. I've got to start getting my HTTPS conversions done. You may go to some of our websites and get a little notification saying, this is not a secure site. Are you sure you want to continue to go in here? That's all scare tactics crap. I'm not saying that there aren't some bad sites out there. My friends, all I can say to you is the opportunity to purchase gold and silver at reasonable prices may soon be ending. When that happens, there just is not going to be enough gold nor silver to satisfy the coming demand. Copy Egon von Greyerz, founder and managing partner of the Matterhorn Asset Management Company in Switzerland. These are the things we have to watch. Protect and preserve ourselves. Hope I'll be here Thursday. I'm going in for major dental work, oral surgery tomorrow. I have no idea if I'm going to have the ability to speak. Give us a call, 602-909-8691 or 602-799-8214. I will take your calls as I'm available to do so, and I will return them. Thanks so much for joining us today on Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett signing off. See you another day here. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.